From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It's frightening when I look at the fire outlook map for the coming months. From about Townsville in the north into the top of Victoria, the map is scarred in vibrant red. This is not simply a country or regional map, but it is inclusive of towns and cities, as well as our beloved bushland. The weather outlook, as I mentioned, is for a drier period through spring, and the old growth has had time to dry, making fuel plentiful this year. Having had personal experience of a house fire, it's something I don't wish to relive, and I don't want to see other people lose the things they value or even their lives. So as much as we have to prepare for the cyclone season from the north of the country and through the eastern parts of the continent, we should also be prepared for fires this year too. Putting the maps for cyclones and fires over each other, it is obvious that the majority of the East Coast population is in potential threat for this spring and summer. As usual, precautions are required for both these threats. Clean up the surrounds of your dwelling and ensure debris is removed from places like rainwater gutters and the sieves of storage tanks. Loose items and flammable items must be removed and stored safely in times of a threat. Of course, all competent amateurs already have an evacuation plan and a go box with items at hand for a quick departure. If you're remaining and preparing for an indefinite stay, ensure that power sources, lighting, cooking and food supplies are adequate for camping at home when the roads are cut. Electricity, mobile phone and NBN are doubtful as their batteries run down. And remember, the loss of these services can mean the loss of access to banking services such as ATMs as well. Now is probably the time to do a complete review of your household preparedness for this interesting warm period of the year. And for clubs, you can probably get someone from your local area to give a presentation on storm and fire preparedness. You never know, they will probably be looking for recruits, as we amateurs are, and there may be the opportunity for a crossover of services. Now, although I have renewed warnings that the authorities have put out, we shouldn't forget the great benefits of living along the coast of Australia. It is forecast to be a warmer year and drier, which means more opportunity for outdoor activities. Perhaps it may be a strain to go climbing mountains, but we can get by with scaling sand dunes or prominent outdoor spaces for some portable operations. Remember the ads on TV? Slip on a shirt, slop on some sunscreen and slap on a hat. Whatever the weather, remember to make the best preparations and stay safe. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.